This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, top of the morning to you to 6:05 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It's been quite the weekend. Mm-hmm. Football is back. Had a lot of fun watching football yesterday. Make an argument that maybe a little bit too much fun.
Oh, yeah?
Watching Man, yeah.
Did you not get
It's a long day, man, of watching game after game after game.
It was 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. almost.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 hours of, you know.
Did you get crazy, Mahoney?
I did not, no. We did our thing up at Aces and Ales during the old silver and black game, and then I ended up coming home, hanging out with my dad for the rest of the day, just watching games at home for the most part. Yeah. You know, so kept it pretty low key, I would say.
I went down to the D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Met up with some friends. Had some beer.
Yeah.
Maybe too much beer. I don't know.
Did you get crazy?
Not crazy. Just, you know, I mean, it's just when it's 12 hours.
Man, everybody's getting crazy.
Of drinking.
I'll pick y'all.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. Not like slamming shots of Fireball or anything like that. Just, you know, slowly drinking beer over the course of 10 hours takes it out of you. I mean, it's just going to hold. Anyway, so not a crazy weekend for us here in Las Vegas in comparison to what was going on in Florida. Thankfully, Hurricane Irma is no longer a hurricane.
No,
it's now a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Downgraded. But it identifies as a hurricane.
Yeah. It turns out that it was not a giant liberal media conspiracy after all. This was the strongest hurricane the country has ever seen. Some stats that you should probably know. It spent 3 days as a Category 5 hurricane. No other hurricane has ever sustained that much power for that long.
Mm-hmm.
So it was downgraded to a Category 1, and like you mentioned, Mahoney, is now just a tropical storm.
I mean, the Caribbean is just wrecked where it hit, like St. John, just destroyed.
It had winds over 185 miles per hour for 37 hours, which is also a record amount of time. Winds were still, as of yesterday, going at 85 miles an hour. Now they're about 70.
You know, it's not hanging out over Florida like it hung out, you know, like we saw Harvey hang out over Houston.
Directly over Houston.
You know, but there have still been, you know, a pretty large amount of loss of life. You know, I think they're saying over 20 as of yesterday.
Yeah.
People have lost their lives, and they're going to be without power for weeks in some places in Florida. And it's just, I'm glad that there wasn't more devastation, but there, you know, you can't minimize the fact that there was a massive amount
that happened down there.
Did you see that video of the ocean receding?
Oh, yeah, that's insane.
Creepy, right?
Yeah.
That's like apocalyptic type stuff going on.
Ooh. That was almost
stuff.
Apocalyptic. Yeah, but I mean, there's like this weird science behind it, but that was so gnarly. And then like there was like shells and there's like zero water. But like the next day it came back.
Yeah. It's just strange. Creepy. 400 miles wide. 400 miles wide. So if you think the distance from here to Los Angeles is a little short of 300 miles, like 278. That storm was over 100 miles more wide than the distance from here to L.A.
Jeez.
That's terrifying.
We got to stop that.
Yeah. 6.3 million people were ordered to evacuate, and that is the largest evacuation in U.S. history. Around 26 million people could be affected by Irma. Total bill for this one, $120 billion.
So roughly we're looking at about an estimate of $300 billion between the two hurricanes in the last month.
Little over a quarter trillion dollars. Yeah, that's
a chump change.
Yeah,
chump change.
First time in history that the continental U.S. has had two hurricanes that are Category 4 or more make landfall in the same year.
Let alone the same month.
Yeah. Jesus.
Within the same 30-day period.
Couple of weeks apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Well, our thoughts certainly go out to any of our friends in Florida. And I didn't realize how many friends I had in Florida.
Until you get on Facebook and they're like talking about boarding up windows and hunkering down or evacuating.
Yeah. I can't even imagine having to evacuate then come back to your house, just like wondering if it's
no
like
idea what's going on with it. Yeah.
That's got to be super scary.
Awful feeling.
Did you see all those clowns looting down there? There's a ton of looting going on. Like, stop looting in Florida. Like what are you doing? Like, that's the thing.
Those people are the worst of the worst, but there's also a lot of, like, good people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that video of, like, the guy that was driving down the highway, and it was on, I think, Thursday or Friday, and there was a Los Angeles Fire Department truck towing a couple of boats going to help all the way in Florida. Like, they came from L.A.
It's a long-ass drive.
Towing a couple of boats just to get down there and start helping out. It's pretty cool stuff.
So. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah. But anyway, crazy weekend for the folks in Florida, and thankfully the storm is just that at this point. It's no longer a hurricane. It's just a tropical storm. And
that's hope, good news.
Yeah.
You're moving inland now.
Relatively.
So, yeah.
Just hoping that they can start the cleanup process.
Yep.
But if you are going to donate, make sure that you donate to a reputable charity, because unfortunately some people are going to try to take advantage.
Red Cross, always a good option.
Red Cross, Salvation Army, all the big ones. Yep. X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You probably heard about the Equifax hack and how it could be affecting you and others here in Nevada. It could be significant, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what's going on and how to find out whether or not you were affected by that. Also, UNLV won a football game.
Yay!
Yeah.
Nobody saw that one coming.
Yeah. No!
And the box office this weekend, one movie just absolutely crushed everything else. Top stories coming up. Also checking the voicemail for the first time. If you want to get a message in there, 702-889-7352. That's next.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just want to say good morning, Dave. Such a beautiful man. Oh, yeah. Woo! Love me some Dave.
Message deleted.
Was he? Well, good morning and thank you. Was it?
Kiss from a Rose in the background right there. Wow, if you could pay attention to that.
Let's listen to it one more time. How romantic. What a way to start a Monday.
I just want to say good morning, Dave. Such a beautiful man. Oh, yeah. Woo! Love me some Dave.
Message deleted.
I'm
love
a
you
jealous.
Too. Yeah, I would be if I was in your shoes as well.
I've never had Kiss from a Rose played for me.
Really?
Really?
Now you're going to have a bunch of creepers like standing outside your place with a
boombox. Yeah.
I don't care, man. I want Kiss from a Rose.
You say that now.
How does that make you feel, Dave?
Fantastic. Yeah.
You get that little boost.
That's the first time for me.
That's you need
and
that
I think
boost.
I'll always remember the first time.
It was special.
Right?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, it's me. Fight against Dave. You go ahead and beat him for me. I'll be watching. Yeah, I miss you, buddy. And maybe 50, 60 years from now, when you make it to heaven, you can give me one of those good old belly rubs like you used to. Well, till we meet again, my friend. I'll see you. I love you. Oh, and Grandma says hi.
Message deleted.
That was Trigger from Beyond the Grave.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a creepy dude as a creepy dude.
No. That was a guy, I think, or actually Trigger from Beyond the Grave. Ooh. One of the two. But yeah,
I mean, I imagine that's kind of what Trigger used to say. What are you talking about? He liked belly rubs. I like belly rubs.
I don't know, man. He's your dog.
What do you got
like
against belly rubs, man?
I'm not saying that.
I feel like you're too good to give a belly rub, and that just
love
says
to
a
give
lot.
A belly rub to Trigger, but
I mean, are
like
you
a
belly rub queen? You'll take a belly rub, but you won't give a belly rub. Is that what's going on here, Sylvia?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So there was one movie at the box office this weekend that crushed the souls of all other movies. It wasn't even close. To give you an idea, the number two movie brought in a little over $9 million. The number three movie brought in $4.8 million. And the number one movie was It.
Yeah.
The remake of Stephen King's hit novel and film from, what was that, the 80s?
I heard a lot of good things about this movie. Like, everybody.
$117 million.
Everybody on social media was just saying, like, how good it was.
Yeah.
And that it was such a great remake.
Yeah, I've heard it was pretty good. But I don't know. I'm cool on it. I saw the first one. Tim Curry was pretty amazing.
I don't know. Stephen King said that he saw it like twice.
Well, but Stephen King's a drunk.
Okay.
But obviously, a lot of people
like
wanted
that stuff.
Yeah, I hate scary movies.
A lot of people obviously wanted to see it if it did $117 million. I mean, kind of the perfect time where stores are now putting out their Halloween stuff, mm-hmm. and
we're transitioning into fall.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do here in Las Vegas when it's still, as warm as it is.
Yeah, but there's I love fall in Vegas. Yeah. It was such a nice time.
It was still pretty high yesterday.
$117 million, just huge.
I saw
117 degrees also. Yeah.
It's only been out for 10 weeks, but I finally saw the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, how was that?
What did you think?
It was all right. It's very like teeny, you know, like it was like very like high school movie-ish, but with you know, Marvel superheroes kind of thrown in here and there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. Wasn't my favorite Marvel movie, wasn't my least favorite, but it was okay. That made $70 million this weekend in China.
Yeah.
Like, this was the opening week in China, and it made $70 million. Oh, yeah. It's been out for 10 weeks. I'm like, how can something be out for 10 weeks and still open overseas and make $70 million? But then I'm like, well, I guess they probably didn't put a hacked Chinese translation of it online yet, you know, and probably everybody in China doesn't speak English necessarily.
Yeah.
That's bringing up its worldwide total up to $823 million. So, ooh, you know, Marvel just continues to print money with their movies.
So a week ago, UNLV was kind of the laughingstock of really the whole country because they lost, even though they were a 45-point favorite going into the game.
Biggest spread ever blown ever. Yeah.
However, they made a statement this weekend. They beat Idaho 44-16. So, you know.
And Idaho had actually won a game.
Yeah.
I did not think that was coming.
Lexington Thomas rushed for 3 touchdowns, career best 190 yards. Devontae Boyd's record-setting 94-yard scoring catch. Again, they stunned Idaho 44-16 on Saturday at the Kibbe Dome. Is that what it's called in Idaho?
Kibbe Dome?
The old Kibbe Dome?
I'm not familiar with Idaho's arena. Maybe this was a strategic move by the Rebels lose to one of the worst teams in college football to like set a precedent so everybody underestimates them. So here on out that you'll continue to win. I mean, next week, or actually later on this week, actually it's on the 23rd, they're going to be taking on Ohio State. So I'm sure going to be a real close game there. Ohio did lose this weekend.
That's a huge turnaround from the last game that they played versus this past one.
At least they're moving in the right direction for now.
I mean, they're playing Ohio State. But like I said, Ohio State lost to Oklahoma over the weekend.
So, yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Go UNLV.
I'm curious to see what the line on that one is going to be.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. It's got to be like a 50-60-point favorite for...
I don't know, man. I haven't seen a line yet for it, but I'll throw a couple bucks on UNLV.
Don't do that, man. Let's just be happy when they get a victory. It's sort of like it's like when you're watching your 3-year-old play T-ball and he hits it and runs to third base instead of first. You're still just so proud that he did. You did half of it right, man. You got to win in there. Just all right.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Let's not put too much faith.
Equifax is one of the three nationwide credit reporting companies that track and rate financial history for U.S. customers. And they got all of their data breached. Isn't that great?
That is fantastic.
Even if you didn't give your information to Equifax, somebody else probably did. Yeah.
I've had mine taken. I checked the thing to see if it was breached.
And they got you?
Oh, and they sure enough, mine was part of the leak.
Wonderful.
You know, there's 100 million people, so it's not like I'm special.
Right, 143 million specifically. Yeah. So pretty much one out of every two people in the country.
Like almost every adult in the U.S. So, yeah, it was taken. There's a $70 billion lawsuit against Equifax right now.
I don't know why. It's not like there's anything shady going on here. It's not like a bunch of their executives sold a bunch of stock before it went public. Like, it's not like they knew about this hack, but before it went public, that did happen? Yes, that did happen. The chief financial officer, John Gamble, sold nearly $1 million worth of stock on August 1st. Isn't that neat?
That's convenient.
Also, their president for U.S. Information Solutions sold shares worth $685,000 on August 1st as well. And the president of Workforce Solutions sold $250,000 worth of stock on August 2nd. So what do you know? All of these guys dumping a bunch of stock after they knew about the hack internally, but they swear they didn't know before they sold their stock, which of course makes a lot of sense.
Oopsie poopsie.
Yeah.
So since my information got leaked, or, you know, I'm part of the 145 million people. One of my biggest fears, I would hate to be, I have had friends who've had their identity stolen, who've had lines of credit that have been opened up in their name, and it's just a nightmare to deal with that they deal with for like a decade.
Yeah.
You know, so I spent all weekend putting a freeze on my credit.
Oh, yeah?
Which, so they lose my information,
yep.
And then they charge me $10 each individual firm, so $30 total, to put a freeze on my credit.
So you didn't give your information to them.
No.
They had it.
Yes.
They lost it.
Yes.
All their fault. And then they charge you
$10
to stop your information from being.
What a complete
nightmare.
It's
just a racket.
And then so
total racket.
I have to pay another $10 if I ever want to open up another line of credit, like unfreeze it.
Yeah.
To, you know, if I get a car loan or something along those lines a couple years from now.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to charge me again. Not that it's like $10 is a ton of money. It's the principle of it, though.
All right.
That they are charging me because you screwed up.
And you spent all weekend trying to fix their problem.
Took me 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. And I still got to do a little bit more today.
And that's more work than Mahoney's done in years. Two consecutive hours?
Well, I wouldn't say consecutive. Oh. I mean,
like, you know, spread it out over the weekend.
Had a little buffet.
2 hours, and then you have to pay for their mess?
Yeah. So
that's ridiculous.
It stinks.
Anybody listening, though, you might want to look into it if you're... If you're a human adult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably affected
if you're
by
in
human adult?
Yes.
Have either
not
of you
a cat.
Looked?
No, you know what?
No jokes on
them.
My credit already stinks.
But just think, it could be worse.
I guess. All right. So finally, Shepard Smith from Fox News was talking about the hurricane that ripped through Florida, Hurricane Irma, over the weekend. And, you know, some people are saying this is an innocent mistake. No, it's not.
It's coming up the west coast of Florida, and it has already hit the Florida Keys. The forward motion is so slow that it's just going to sit and spin, as they say in the Weather Center.
Shepard.
I mean, when you talk for a living, funny things come out of your mouth.
No, Shepard has a... He's got a habit of doing stuff like this.
Yeah. You think that
the forward motion is so slow that it's just going to sit and spin, as they say in the Weather Center.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is that what they say in the Weather Center, Shep?
That's what it's going to do, Dave. It's going to sit and spin.
Yeah.
Okay. It's moved on.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, Ian screwed up a little bit last week, and as a punishment to him, he had to go have a conversation with Tracy, our engineer, who hates him.
Mm-hmm.
Had to spend at least 37 seconds talking to him. Did you, in fact, complete a 37-second run with Tracy over the week?
Unfortunately, I did.
Did not go well?
No.
Okay, good.
It never does.
It never goes well.
It never does.
All right, well, I will play that back for you in just a moment, and more top stories coming up.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Ian, over or under 37 seconds this time?
I believe it was over.
Okay, good, good. Anytime that Ian screws up around here, he has to go have an awkward conversation with Tracy, our engineer, who hates him.
They're awkward.
Tracy doesn't like to be bothered when he's in the middle of something. Was he, in fact, in the middle of something when you had this conversation with him?
Yes, actually. He was doing sound over at Byte of Las Vegas.
Fantastic.
So I interrupted that, and I made the terrible decision of introducing him to my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Very good.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here's 37 seconds with Tracy. 37 seconds with Tracy. I messed up, so here's 37 seconds of Tracy.
I see Tracy. I'm running by Tracy. Running by Tracy! What's up, Tracy?
I'm busy.
No, you're not. Come on, let's walk. Tracy, you smell like sex again. Why?
You say that all the time, and it's ridiculous.
Tracy, so you want to get out of here?
I have a job to do.
When are you done? You want to hang out after?
No.
Tracy, this is my girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
Tracy, why are you looking at her like that?
I can't immediately see any mental deficiency or other thing that would cause her to be with you.
Wow.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's kind of sad, man.
I know. Did you hear how he laughed?
Yeah,
that's pretty funny, man.
It's kind of creepy.
I like it.
Just for you, man. This is Misery Business.
Thank you.
It's Paramore. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, I purposely did not tell any of you that I was going to ask you this before we're taking it to air, just because I want to see how quick of a response that we can get.
Oh, is it math?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Is it spelling?
No. Can you remember, off of the top of your head, Ian, you're included in this as well, a mean comment that somebody made about you on social media right now?
Yeah.
Is there a specific? Okay.
Yes.
What are they? I'll start. I was doing. I used to do a bunch of MMA interviews, and I remember one time I did an interview with George St. Pierre, and some guy said that I looked like Frankenstein.
No, you don't.
I mean, I know somebody looks more like Frankenstein than you do, but
he said, "Who is this Frankenstein looking F, and why is he asking such stupid questions?"
I'm trying to look at you like I don't see it.
But what about the side profile, like over here?
No, you just gotta
Is it like your neck? Because it's like pretty thick. You got a thick neck.
The back of your head. Definitely.
The back of my head?
The back, definitely, Frankenstein.
Yeah. And so
is it too square?
It was kind of being shot from Sylvia.
What?
Stop it.
I'm trying to figure out why he called you Frankenstein.
Yeah. All right, Mahoney.
I got, I got many, many, many comments about my weight over the years.
Oh, boy.
Which I don't care. It's like, you know, you call me fat. Yes, I know I'm fat.
Breaking news.
That didn't hurt. But I think the one that like really messed with me is that I've got, what is it called? Not Propecia. I need Propecia. I've got eczema. So, I've got like, you know, my skin gets really, really dry.
You have to stay lotioned.
And if I don't put like medicine on it, like, you know, over the weekend or something like that, and I like do a lot of drinking and, you know, something like that, my skin gets like really flared up and red and it gets really flaky. And somebody was talking stuff about my dandruff in my beard.
Your beard dandruff?
I looked like I needed Head and Shoulders for my beard.
Oh, no.
That hurt because I know.
Burn.
I know I do.
It always hurts when it's a little too true.
Eczema is no fun. I will tell you that much.
I bet.
I will tell you that much.
The survey said, because they asked people, 26% of people, over a quarter of people, said that they've had their day ruined by a comment on social media. Now, 61% say they've had their day made by a comment on social media, which for me, I've never had my day made. I've never had my day ruined either, but you always remember the insults a lot more than you remember the compliments. It could be 10 to 1. You could get 10 compliments, and if you get that one insult's going to stick out.
Because you're like, well, why can't I please that person?
Yeah, what did I ever do to you?
Because that person's alone and at home and being a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sylvia?
I have two that I can remember that really like kind of like got to me.
I got you, yeah.
There was one like a couple of years ago that I read that they said I should stick to singing instead of radio.
Oh.
Oof. Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I was like, ow.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not nice.
And then I was like, I'm awesome. And then the second one, the second one was like fairly recent. They said that my laugh was obnoxious. And I was like, how dare you?
On the show that your laugh is obnoxious?
Yeah.
No, you have a great laugh.
And I was like, how dare you? It's beautiful.
Yeah, how dare you make fun of her laugh? Because all we're doing is being so funny that we're making her laugh. That's it. You're coming at us.
You know what? It's actually true. Like, I can't not laugh.
You have a great laugh.
I know I do.
Screw them.
I know. But.
Amazing laugh.
But it's true. Like, I can't not laugh when I'm in here because everything that we do, like, I find is pretty funny.
If there is a fart joke, you will get a big laugh out of Sylvia.
Sylvia is a 13-year-old boy wrapped in a 20-some-odd-year-old woman's body.
28.
Okay.
I'm wrapping.
Ian?
One that still gets me.
Still gets you.
Still gets me. I posted the picture of me and Batman and Elvis on my Instagram, and somebody commented, "Holy hipster, Batman."
Oh, and you hate being called a hipster.
I don't like that.
But don't you? I mean, don't you kind of see how where they're coming from, though? Because you're young, you're a thin man. You're in shape.
Yeah. You have glasses. You got glasses. Thick rim glasses. Yeah. You have tattoos.
Cardigan.
You're wearing a cardigan.
You are wearing a sweater today.
You're a punk.
You're
a punk?
So you're telling me I am a hipster?
No, we're not saying you are a hipster, them not knowing you and judging you just by your looks.
I really should have thought this through before we went on air with it, because what's happened was everyone, like every insult that we just revealed as being like really hurtful to us, Sylvia's like, now I kind of see it. And Ian's like, your head does look like Frankenstein, and now we're convincing you that you're a hipster.
I don't necessarily think that is super derogatory.
Old dandruff beard over here.
Yeah, right?
Hey, man.
He doesn't have any right now. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make it snow in here, bitch. Merry Christmas.
Just comes over and starts scratching his beard.
Like, Breakfast Club.
Stop it.
Icky. It's so flaky.
Sometimes you...
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So we have Bob Saget. He's going to be joining us on the phone at 9 o'clock this morning. Very excited about that. Always a pleasure to talk to him. But we have some tickets that we were giving away for his show, which is coming up at Brooklyn Bowl Inside the Link this coming Saturday, September the 16th. How do you win those? By playing Sexy or Salty Spanish Lessons with Sylvia. We'll do that next. That's what's up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney's been on a skid recently, man. He really has.
What are you talking about?
You know, the Sexy or Salty.
I won last time.
Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
I won last time. Like, and you tried to cheat me out of
mess.
That?
It's been a hot mess
I've
recently.
Won everything.
Has. So,
no, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. You're a bunch of dirty liars who are trying to defame me, and you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
What? You don't have any lawyers.
Yeah, got several.
Lawyers.
All right. If you want to play Sexy or Salty, Mahoney's going to be playing on your behalf. This is the time to give us a buzz. 702-791-1075.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name? Let me turn your microphone on. That'll help.
Yes.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Steven.
Hey, Steven. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good. Spanish or not?
No.
Okay, good. Mahoney has gotten a little bit better with his Spanish.
So I've been dabbling in the bilingual pool.
What?
So you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bilingual what?
Pool.
Poo?
Pool.
Oh,
not,
pool.
Not bilingual poo. Poo does not talk. It speaks one language. Thank you.
All right, Stephen. Here's how this game works. There's five phrases that Sylvia is going to read. And you can help, but Mahoney has to make the final decision as to whether what she's saying is sexy or salty. And it's very simple. If he gets three or more correct, you're going to see Bob Saget for free this weekend over at Brooklyn Bowl. Good luck to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
There we go.
All right. Si no quieres una respuesta sarcástica, entonces no hagas una pregunta estúpida.
She's saying... I would be sarcastic if I was saying you were stupid, so that's definitely sexy.
Sexy is incorrect.
Oh, man, what the hell?
If you don't want a sarcastic answer, then don't ask a stupid question.
I got the tense wrong. Sorry, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's all right. Four more to go.
Te diría que valió la pena, pero estaría mintiendo.
Heard something about penne pasta?
Mm-hmm.
Do love some penne pasta.
Yeah, that's good pasta.
I assume this is about going on a date to the Olive Garden and all you can eat soup and breadsticks. Woo! Which there is nothing sexier than soup and breadsticks, so I'm going sexy.
Sexy is incorrect.
Calm Salty. Your mouth.
Come on, man.
I would tell you it was worth it, but I would be lying. That is salty.
Mahoney.
So Mahoney is almost cursed twice this morning.
The same word too.
And it's 7:30.
What are you talking about? I'm not cursing. I'm just saying stuff.
All right. So you must get the next three correct. You must go three for three if you want to win
what
these
was
tickets.
That
for
last
Steven.
One was salty too.
Yes.
Really?
Salty, yes. Yeah.
Hey.
I know.
What the hell.
Maybe they're all salty today.
Whatever.
It's too much salt.
Is that why your fingers are swollen?
Oh, damn, you did not.
No, I think I'm dehydrated. They're a little worried. Oh, I get it now.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one, Sausage Fingers?
Jeez. That is a second joke today.
All right.
Okay.
Apuesto que hoy dormirás con Los Ángeles y soñarás conmigo, pero un día dormirás conmigo y soñarás con Los Ángeles.
There's something about... Achilles heel. I heard something about a moose.
Yes.
Yes.
Possibly some froyo in there.
Yeah. Spot on.
I am definitely going sexy on this one.
Sexy is right.
Still in this.
She said, I bet that today you'll sleep with the angels and dream of me, but one day you'll sleep with me and dream with the angels. Whoa, Sylvia.
Whoa.
Read it one more time.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Apuesto que hoy dormirás con Los Ángeles y soñarás conmigo, pero un día dormirás conmigo y soñarás con Los Ángeles.
Los Angeles.
Was that a new one?
No, that was the same.
Same one.
Oh,
all right, on to the fourth one. You're on the board with one. You must get these next two correct.
Say it again?
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Tú me agradas. Me recuerdas cuando era muy joven e estúpido.
Obviously, the stupido, I've heard that one or two times in my day.
That means stupid.
Usually when I'm drunk at Roberto's.
El gringo, el stupido.
El gordo gato.
Oh, they call you fat cat.
It's stupido.
They call him stupid fat cat.
I feel like she's trying to trick me on this one, so I'm going to go sexy.
Sexy is incorrect.
Dang it!
Salty. Ah. I like you. You remind me of when I was young and stupid.
That's sexy. That's what are you talking about? That is sexy as hell.
No, it's not.
No. Ian, come on, man.
That is kind of sexy.
Steven, what do you think? That's sexy. If some chick said that to you,
of course you're with Mahoney.
I think we got to go to the final one. If I get the last one right, then.
You've already lost.
No, I didn't lose, Dave. That one was sexy.
It's up to our bilingual queen over here to determine whether or not these are sexy or salty.
No, that was salty.
That is not salty. That is sexy. If some chick said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, girl. What up?
It's salty.
Hola. That's what I would say.
No, and then she would leave.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, she would.
Okay, you've already lost, but go ahead for the fifth.
No, this like I said, why are you screwing Steven? You're trying to screw Steven.
No, I'm not trying to screw Steven.
You just don't like our listeners, Dave. That's what's going on. Doesn't that sound right to you, Steven? Dave doesn't like our listeners.
I mean, I've been listening, guys, for like 6 years now. I'm feeling a little betrayed here.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
He's by Mahoney because he's terrible?
I'm not terrible.
He misrepresented. He said that he was going to win this game for you, and he clearly didn't.
No, I'm 2-2 right now. It should all come down to this one. I just feel like you're trying to screw me out of this one, much like you tried to screw me out of a Who's Smarter Than a Community College Dropout.
You're 3-1, but go ahead, Sylvia. Fifth and final one.
Okay.
Si tu pierna derecha fuera viernes y tu pierna izquierda fuera domingo, quisiera pasar todo un sábado contigo.
Something about flamingos in a bathroom, and that, of course, is sexy.
Sexy is correct, yeah.
There we go, Steven! Woo! You're the man!
If your right leg was Friday and your left leg was Sunday, I would spend a whole Saturday with you.
Oh, my.
Sylvia, goodness.
Again, another sexy or salty won by me.
You did not win.
Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Congratulations, Mahoney. You got this.
No, congratulations to you, Steven. Congratulations to you for having such a wonderful advocate playing for you in this fantastic
Steven.
Game.
What do you think, Sylvia? Do you want to give it to Steven?
Yeah.
You want to give it to Steven?
Oh, Sylvia, you're the best.
I know.
Say, I want to give it to Steven.
No.
In Spanish.
No.
Come on.
No. Give the tickets to Steven.
Say, I want to give it to Steven in Spanish, please. Please.
No.
Come on.
No.
That's the only way he gets it. Otherwise, I'm going to go call number 10 right now.
Dáselo los boletos. Ya, párale con esto.
What? Was that right? Congratulations, Steven. You're going to see Bob Saget on Saturday.
Hey, Dave. Thanks, man.
You got it, man.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It makes it less sexy when you yell at me.
I like that.
I don't know. Some men like that.
Yeah. You can yell at me, huh?
Wait.
Mahoney, no.
What? I'm saying anybody can yell at me.
No.
What? What's going on here?
Oh, boy. Still to come today with David Mahoney.
So yesterday we had a great time kicking things off over at Aces and Ales for our silver and black uncensored tailgate party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this coming Sunday, more football. That means that we have got a custom growler as well as a $50 gift card for you to come out and enjoy some ice cold beer and watch some football and hang out with us on Sunday at Aces and Ales. We'll give you a chance to win that next, and the blooper reel is on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I am happy to report that last week we did really well. Very few bloopers throughout the entire week until we stopped doing really well. I think that was Thursday was the day is when it all went off the rails. Yeah,
that was a big day.
Yeah. Turned into an all-new blooper reel. Here it is.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
He was driving a 2010 Toyota Corolla.
All right.
On Interstate 81 near the town of Kirkwood, and a trooper clocked him doing 93 Interstate 81.
I love that reporter was like, really? Really?
this is why I'm here.
This is what happened.
This is why I went to the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism.
Here's how it all went down. It started last month. He went on a date with this girl that he met on Tinder. His name is Liam. He's from Bristol, England. Mm-hmm. And it went well. So they went back to his place to have some wine and watch a documentary on silent Scientology.
Ooh,
hold on,
yes.
Dave. Hold
so
on, Dave.
Sexy.
Yeah, silent Scientology.
Oh. It's the blooper reel.
You wish I was dead? Is that what you're saying? After all these years of friendship and in partnership?
Yeah, no, I don't
and
like
camaraderie?
I never liked
camaraderie.
What's not true?
That he got KO'd.
I didn't get
it. It was TKO'd. Do you know what TKO is?
I know.
What is it?
Total knockout.
No, it's not a total knockout. It's a technical knockout.
I mean, technical
it's when
knockout.
The referee steps in and
is
waves
it, really?
It off.
Is that total?
So.
Total
knockout. Total knockout. Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun Sunday morning.
Yeah, the brunch there is great. The food there is phenomenal. And the 50 different beers that they have on tap are the best on the West Coast. Phenomenal. Yes.
Mahoney gets 3 out of 5. Harry, I'm sorry for you. That means that you lose. Mahoney.
Harry, I'm very sorry.
That's a whole different
thing. I tried to throw two of them off for you.
Okay, yeah. All right, we got some throwback, or it's not throwback Thursday. That was throwback Thursday. So we have some tickets to the National and Know the Show coming up in just a moment. Dang it.
I like how Ian just looked at you and just like had a smirk and just like shook his head.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Dang it. Dang it. Dang it.
Phenomenal.
Silent Scientology.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tracy, our engineer, was outside of the studios changing a light bulb because there's one that's like flickering.
Yeah, it's spooky.
Yeah, it's about to go out. And so he was out there changing it, and Ian just ambushed him for an impromptu 37 seconds with Tracy.
That was perfect.
And boy, things got so delightfully awkward there.
Oh, it was great.
He's coming back, too, with a ladder, so I got to spot him.
WWE is in town tomorrow.
All right, let's go ahead and take call number 10 right now. If you want to join Mahoney and I out at Aces and Ales for our Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party this coming Sunday, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Call number 10. You must be at least 21. Love to have you join us out there starting at noon on Sunday this week. Dave Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So we've all seen those clips that have been floating around the internet for years now where they're interviewing somebody and they ask him a question and the person is planning on ambushing the live broadcast that's going on live on the air.
Yeah.
And so they say a catchphrase that I can't even begin to allude to because it's too dirty, but it's blank her in the blank, basically.
Yes, and the best part about this is that the original videos that surfaced online with the guy in the hoodie with the glasses, they were all fake.
They were fake.
They were all fake. Yeah. It was him and his wife.
Yeah, they just made it look like it was a live report.
Yeah, they put the graphics in there to make it look like it was a local TV station. The guy never really did that, but now it has become
all these copycats all over the place. From time to time, when somebody's interviewing them, we'll say blank or right in the blank.
Yeah.
And it ends up being pretty funny. Well, this weekend was no exception. And maybe it's just the 12-year-old in me that thinks this is hilarious. But there was a reporter for CNN who was on Anderson Cooper's show. Mm-hmm. And he was down in Florida covering the hurricane. And some guy ran by and his timing was just impeccable. So this guy is doing a live shot. He's looking right into the camera. The wind's blowing. It's raining. And this dude goes running by and just sort of looks over his shoulder and yells it out. And, of course, the reporter's reaction afterwards also pretty hilarious.
They are heading to the shelters. There are some 10 shelters.
Right in the
There are some, excuse me, Anderson, some 10 shelters open in Sarasota County. 3 of them are at full capacity.
That's what he said. I couldn't make out what he was saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would
brilliant.
Love to see a reporter clothesline one of those clowns. I don't know. I just don't find that funny. It's like the guy's already in Miami. He already has a crap assignment. Hey, go down to where, you know, the seafloor or the seawall is going to be like 15 feet high. It's going to be flooding everywhere and stand out in the rain and, you know, try to broadcast for the next 3 days.
It's a pretty bad assignment.
Yeah. And then you got some clown running around acting like a jerk. I don't know. I don't find that particularly funny. If he would have yelled out some other catchphrase that maybe he had come up with that was you know, that could have been funnier. But like, if you're just doing a copycat thing, that's not original.
At the same time, it's kind of cool that the particular Floridian has a sense of humor.
Or does he? Is that a sense of humor, or you just want
to
get on BuzzFeed?
As a guy that's ambushed Fox News before, how dare you get all high and mighty?
Yeah, but I never like attacked anybody.
Neither did this guy. He
attacked his senses.
Oh, is that what it is?
With such foul language. Now, I never used foul language, Dave.
I think it's pretty funny.
I abided by FCC guidelines, sir, because I have respect.
Actually, this does not violate any FCC guidelines.
Well, it's cable. Community standards.
No, it's cable.
No, I'm saying it violates community standards, which is not by the FCC.
All right. So,
trust me, I know. I'm a lawyer.
No, you're not.
Amazon is looking for a second city, as we talked about on Friday, and Las Vegas is going to vie to be the second hub for Amazon, where they're going to put the HQ2 is what they're calling
it. I would love to bring 50,000 jobs to the Valley. That would be monstrous.
Steve Hill, the director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, confirmed that an RFP would be submitted on behalf of the Las Vegas area. North Las Vegas, which already has Amazon facilities, will also seek to be the HQ2. Amazon officials said they would invest more than $5 billion in construction and operations for the headquarters, generating up to 50,000 high-paying jobs. Amazon currently employs more than 380,000 people worldwide.
You know, I know this is going to sound, I don't know, controversial.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
I would. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Woo! I was thinking of the word I was trying to find. Woo! You know, I would
this
much rather have seen
silent.
That was.
It was a dramatic. It was a dramatic pause.
Okay. That was suspenseful.
You know, we as a city have already donked off $750 million on a new football stadium that is going to come here.
I wouldn't say we donked it off, but okay.
We don't own it.
Yeah.
If you spend $750 million on something you don't own it, that's a donk off.
All right. Sure.
I would much rather see our city spend $750 million to bring a company like Amazon to town, because that's going to bring 50,000 full-time jobs.
That'd be huge.
Here.
Huge.
I would much rather. Let's double down on that. Hey, if we're throwing money around like crazy, Amazon, just come here for free. We'll build it for you.
Las Vegas is good at rolling out the red carpet, making people feel welcome. I mean, one of the reasons why the Raiders are coming to Las Vegas is, of course, because the $750 million.
That's the only reason they're coming to town.
No. So, that's part of it, but they also felt...
That's the reason.
A lot of
if we would not have put up the $750 million, they would not be coming here.
The point is, Las Vegas does a good job of rolling out the red carpet and making people feel welcome and special and everything else. That's sort of what our city does.
Yeah, they have to do that to keep tourists around.
Yeah, let's just do that in a grander way for old Jeff Bezos. Let's fly him into town, make him do a bunch of stuff he regrets, take pictures of it, and then blackmail him. Right?
And then he'll have to.
You know how you get stuff done?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Or just put a really kick-ass RFP together, and hopefully they'll just decide to come here and give us that $5
billion. But I like that first idea, though.
The blackmail?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I would like to see some more jobs here. That's all I'm saying.
Well, everybody wants to see more jobs.
You're such an old man now.
What do you mean,
I'm not mad at you. I mean, you're just growing up. But the fact that you were mad at somebody for running by a news camera and saying
like a
the F word.
Man.
And now you're just like, we just need more jobs in the city.
Be original. Come up with your own ideas, clown.
All right. Don't set off fireworks.
As he puts it in
his Invisalign.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
We have an all-new game called Who the F Are David Mahoney? Ian went out onto the streets and he took pictures of us out onto the street to ask people what they thought of us if they didn't know who we were. And you talked to three different groups, right? You talked to a group of millennials.
Mm-hmm.
You talked to, was it a lesbian couple? Is that right?
It was a lesbian couple.
Okay. And then a police officer.
Yes.
And he asked them if they knew who we were. And he also, you know, found out a little bit about these individuals in advance. And then he showed them pictures of us. I would say maybe not the most flattering pictures that have ever been taken, but whatever, pictures of us nonetheless.
Pictures nonetheless.
Yeah. And then ask for their opinion on who we are and what we represent. We'll share that with you next.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so we've been doing this radio show here in Las Vegas for a long time now, and from time to time, you know, when we go out, like, people will know who we are at different places, and certainly the regular spots that we frequent, people know who we are.
Yeah.
Good or bad. They're familiar with who we are.
They're like, oh God, these idiots again.
But let's not, you know, confuse things. We just do a local radio show. It's not like we're real celebrities.
No, it's the beautiful thing about radio is that we have, you know, the ability to talk to the Valley and, you know, people who listen, but most of us have no idea what we look like.
Right. It's
which is a good thing.
There's anonymity to it because it's radio. So when we go out, unless you hear us talking or you already
when
know
I'm
who
drunk
we are,
passed out in my neighborhood, they're like, yeah.
Like one fireman figured it out.
Yeah.
but not all of them.
Not
right?
all of them.
Yeah. I mean, if that's Jason Feinberg from Fox 5, whose face is all over the place,
they know who he is.
It's more problematic for him. Us, it's kind of expected.
Yeah. If Dana Wagner punches a guy randomly at a, you know, a Golden Spoon because you took all the vanilla. You know, that's gonna make the papers.
That's exactly, grounds for
us. Probably not.
Probably not. No one
probably
cares.
Not. Yeah.
But so, Ian, you went out on the streets for an all new game called Who the F or David Mahoney, and you talked to three different groups. And what's the first thing that you did here?
So I approached the three groups, and I just wanted to get a feel for who they were. So I asked them just one simple question. Well, actually, I asked them if they were from Las Vegas, and then I just asked all of them what their favorite beverage was.
Okay.
So it's something simple just to really get a feel for
who
they
really
are.
Describe somebody by what their favorite beverage is.
I think that's
a very insightful question.
So this first group is a group of millennials. Were they from Las Vegas?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so here we go.
So are you guys from Vegas?
Yeah.
Born and raised.
20 whole years.
Okay, what's your favorite drink?
Water.
Water?
I like water. Water with like lemons in it is really good.
Yeah, boy. Water with lemons.
Yeah, it's a millennial thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Really? Is that a millennial thing? Is that really?
It's a millennial thing.
My favorite drink is water?
Yeah. All three of them, too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. My water bottle has lemon.
Is that your favorite drink? Like if you could drink one thing forever and with no repercussions, it would be water?
No.
With cucumber.
No, it would be beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So this group of people that you were talking to, this group of millennials that are from Las Vegas, where were you having this conversation with them?
This was actually taking place at Byte.
At Byte of Las Vegas.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. So here we go with who the F are Dave and Mahoney. So we know that their favorite beverage is water. Here's the rest.
Do you know who Dave and Mahoney are?
Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney?
Okay, so you guys don't seem really to know Dave and Mahoney. So here, let me show you a picture real quick. This is what they look like.
Okay.
Cuties.
Okay. Yeah, so at first glance, what do you think?
I mean, I'd let them take me out.
Yeah. I think they're cool. I feel like they'd be chill to hang out with for sure.
What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they look pretty fun.
Who looks more fun?
I'm digging the facial hair.
Mahoney.
I'm digging Mahoney.
Hmm. Okay.
I need to see this. Huh. Yeah, Mahoney.
Oh, wow. The millennials love Mahoney.
What photos did you show of us?
So for that particular one, just because we were discussing it last week, the new Twitter profile picture.
the one where Mahoney looks kind of creepy, kind of drunk.
What are you talking? I don't look
either
creepy.
According to Sylvia.
Either drunk, high, or just, you know.
Yeah. The millennials loved it, though, Mahoney.
Yeah, the millennials loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I thought things were going really well there. Like, oh, they're so fun. And then it's like, oh, but Mahoney's the fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right, but still, that's
100%.
Sucks. But they're able to tell that from the picture.
No love for Dave. On that
None
one.
At all. All right. So on to the next group here. This is two middle-aged women and a lesbian couple.
Lesbian couple.
Great. Okay. Here we go with the first question to get a feel for them.
Are you guys from Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. Long-time Vegas residents?
31 years.
Holy cow. All right. What's your favorite beverage?
It's called 1921. It's a tequila.
Ooh.
Okay.
Beer.
Okay, so on right. to, do they have any idea who we are?
Do you know who Dave and Mahoney are?
I've listened to it a couple of times on my way to work. Yeah.
And what do you think?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
Are you being honest with me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to show you a picture. What do you think?
I think they're handsome.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's more handsome?
I'm a lesbian, so I think they're handsome.
That's about it. That's all you get.
No answer there.
And I'm a lesbian, so neither.
And you know what's messed up about that one? I showed her the bearskin rug photo and the photo of Dave with the frosted tips.
Oh, and still nothing. Really?
Really? Didn't do anything for anybody.
Nothing.
I feel like if you'd shown him the Twitter profile picture, like the first group, that it would have done better because I feel like I sort of look like a lesbian in that. I kind of look like a lesbian.
A little bit. A little bit. A little bit. It looks like you got makeup on.
Yeah. Which I don't. I had a little foundation. You have to have a little base.
No, did you have a lip gloss
just
on?
Just a touch of lip gloss.
It's cool because
really
sometimes you have little blemishes you want to hide.
No, I honestly had like the Carmex or like chapstick that
it
I put on.
It makes your lips shiny.
And it made my lips look like I was wearing lip gloss, which I wasn't.
They were very shiny.
And last but not least, who the F or Dave Mahoney? This is a Metro Police Officer.
This is a Metro Police Officer. No preliminary questions.
No warm up at all. Huh?
So
right into it.
Right off the bat, what do you guys think? It's a Metro Police Officer. Do you think he knows David Mahoney?
If he's been around for a while, I think we did get an accommodation.
We have gotten a number of like appreciation things from the Las Vegas Metro Police Department because we've worked with them a lot over the years.
Yeah,
we've very friendly.
Always been very pro
of ours,
police here. Yeah.
I did speak to a cop over at the Luau.
Uh-huh.
And they said that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they spent a lot of time in the car, too. So you would think that, you know, maybe they would know who we are. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Did you guys know who David Mahoney are?
Yes.
Oh. And what is your opinion?
I love their television show. They make great food. I mean, awesome. I mean, I can't get enough of them.
Huh.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Whew.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having my own cooking show.
What would you make? Grass and grass?
Like Amy's microwavable meals. It would just be 5 minutes of me pushing a button.
Those are not good.
What are you talking about? Those are fantastic.
No. Just,
who is he mistaking us for?
I have no idea.
No idea?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Bob Saget is going to be joining us on the phone here in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to talking to him. He is always hilarious. We also have another check of the voicemail coming up. If you want to sneak a message in, 702-889-7352. That is...
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Ian. Hey, if you got anybody that drops out for the charity fight, I'd gladly step in and fill in somebody's shoes over there. Or if you want me to fight like two or three guys at once, I'm down, baby. Or if you want me to fight Bossy Rossi, I'll take him on, too.
Message deleted.
Ooh. Everyone else has stepped up and is willing to participate in this event.
Mm-hmm.
Bossy Rossi has yet to say that he's willing to fight anyone.
Does he hate the children? Is that what's going on here? He doesn't want to help the children of St. Jude's Ranch for Children?
St. Jude's Ranch for Kids is a fantastic organization out in Boulder City. It is our pleasure to be working with them and to help raise funds for them on the day of Saturday, October the 7th. And Bossy Rossi, not willing to help
out. But who would he fight?
His own inner demons.
So it'd be just him on the ring.
If you know anybody who wants to fight in a bikini, though, we're still looking for still looking for that bikini match.
Yep. So we do have a great undercard, though. I'm very happy with it.
Batman versus Elvis.
Yep.
Is going to be going off.
Which, by the way, have you been able to get in touch with Batman yet?
He is being very elusive, but I'm confident that
I'll
get in
touch with him. Have you tried the bat signal?
Ooh. No, I haven't.
That's the problem, man.
You moron. We also have Joey the Leprechaun versus Santa Claus, St. Patrick's Day versus Christmas, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Just announced this past, was it Friday?
Yeah.
Or Thursday? Thursday we announced Blindfolded Ian is going to be taking on Ivan
the Blind Mexican.
And you know what? Ivan has been, he's been training. He's been up in his game.
He's been training.
Donuts.
I've been following him.
But he has the advantage. He's been blind his whole life.
Right.
He knows.
You're going to be blindfolded,
senses.
I imagine, for the first time fighting, right?
Yes.
Okay. His senses are already like opened up. They're strong.
Yeah. Is that true? Like if you go blind, like your other senses are.
Haven't you seen Daredevil on Netflix, man?
He can see.
Ivan is basically Daredevil.
He can smell you out.
There you are. Wait.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Glad to hear that Henderson is just as smart as Las Vegas. Unfortunately, I live in backwards Boulder City. They voted recently to not sell marijuana in this town because they don't want it in their town. Of course, really what that means they don't want is tax money and legal weed. I think there's plenty of weed in this town.
Message deleted.
You may be right, but also...
Boulder City doesn't have anything, though.
Doesn't like, have gambling.
It's like it's the one town in all of Nevada that does not have gaming. You can't have gaming.
I mean, maybe my tune would be different if I lived in Boulder City. I don't know. I like going down to Boulder City.
It's got a charm to it,
doesn't
it? Yes, yeah.
I think it does. I'm sure there's plenty of weed down there that's happening. And
I think what he's saying, though, is like, look, there's already a bunch of weed here. Like, why not legalize it and tax it? It's kind of the whole stance that we've taken the entire time on weed. Like, people are going to smoke weed. Decriminalize it because it's ridiculous.
Well, it's not going to be criminalized down there.
I mean, it's illegal to have, so...
No, it's illegal to sell.
Well, it's also illegal to have.
In Boulder City?
I imagine it's...
No, it's not. It's legal in the whole state now. We just can't bring it to the airport. I am almost positive, unless somebody wants to refute what I'm saying, which you would be dumb to, because everything that comes out of my mouth is obviously the truth and a fact.
Uh-huh.
But weed is legal across the whole state, man.
I don't know about that.
That's true.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Chet, Lauren, Ben, P1D1 right here. I love the morning zoo. I don't listen to nothing, nothing but the morning zoo. You guys are the truth. All right. Is that all I have to say?
Message deleted.
They have a gun to his head?
Okay, so first off, we actually like the people from the morning zoo.
You got the,
But dude, if you're really a P1D1 of the morning zoo, you'd probably know that Lauren hasn't been on that show for like 4 years.
What are you talking about? It's been a while.
4 years. They got a new girl. She's lovely.
Her name's Kayla.
Kayla.
She's a real sweetie.
We like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
Yep.
But
yep.
I hope you're okay. Was that one of those hostage videos from like North Korea?
Oh, no.
Get me back my listener.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Bossy Rossi, let's put that tux to good use, and you can be the Michael Buffer before the main event. Or you can referee all the matches in your nice, lovely tux.
Message deleted.
Oh, no.
Yes, we should make...
That would be awesome.
We should make Bossy Rossi our ring announcer.
Oh, I was going to say, he cannot be the referee.
He can't ref. No,
he's not referee.
Terrible at that. But we should make him the ring announcer.
You think so?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
No, it'd be great.
In his little, like, oversized tuxedo. Because you know that it's not going to fit right. You know that his tuxedo is not going to fit right.
Where's he at? He's not... His car's not here yet.
Ooh.
It's almost 9 a.m.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on, Bossy?
I'm sure he was here until 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, working these 22-hour days.
So you think maybe for him to do his part, he could be our ring announcer?
Maybe. He's got to do something around here, right?
Yeah. God knows we're carrying this bitch.
We are the Sherpas of this radio
station.
That's
right.
Yes. Just carrying Bossy Rossi up the hill.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here we go. This is our big interview with Bob Saget. Just kidding. Sylvia set up the interview, and Bob Saget just blew us off. So,
listen, the last time he called in,
Bob's
it
always
was
on time.
He's always on time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like, we've had Bob Saget on maybe a dozen times over the years, and he's always been on time.
This is the first time that he's ever not shown up.
So. I'm trying to see
if it's Sylvia's fault.
If it was actually 9:20, but no, it's 9 a.m.
Nope,
he's
not.
Late.
But instead, we've got another riveting interview for
right,
you.
Right, yes. Another bigger celebrity. Bossy Rossi is in the studio this morning.
Much
good morning, Bossy
celebrity.
Rossi. Yes, great to have you.
So you've actually been at work since 6:15 is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've been here all morning.
Where's your car?
What have you been up
around
to?
Around the corner, under the carport.
Yeah. Why have you been here since 6:15? What's going on?
Working, man. I've been working.
Working. Yeah, working. Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
I got stuff to do. I'm booking Soundhouse. We're booking Holiday Havoc.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that
Still working on booking Holiday Havoc, huh, after all of these months.
Still, yeah,
usually we announce like in the Holiday Havoc, pretty soon.
2 weeks,
September the 11th.
Oh, it's about 2 weeks. You know, do the old announce for the
feeling pretty good about Holiday Havoc this year after all these other stinker shows you've been putting together.
What?
I'm just kidding. Wow.
Ooh.
He worked very hard on those, Dave. He worked really hard.
You okay over there?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I really gave myself a hoot on that one. Sorry.
I'll tell you what. Last year's Holiday Havoc is going to be tough to top.
I mean, Blink 182 last year.
Yeah.
And then Weezer the second night.
Yeah.
I
mean,
and Marco and Jeets. Yeah. They're just super hard to top. Wonder how we're going to do
that. They really sold it. They really brought it home.
Yeah.
So are you going to be a part of Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo?
Saturday, October 7th.
No, I'm going to Incubus.
You son of a bitch.
There are several dates.
Why would you even bring up that Incubus is playing on the same date? I mean, like, there's five different shows that they're doing. You can choose any other night to go to.
Well, I know, but I like to go to the first night.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, our event is actually pretty early. I mean, you know, it's going to be like 7 o'clock.
I like to pregame at the concert.
Ah, okay, cool. You like to sit in the parking garage.
I'll go with the record label, have like a real expensive dinner.
Oh, of course you will.
Okay. Yeah.
High-end whiskey.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Some octopussies.
Yeah, a couple octopussies, yeah.
At the Pink Taco? Hey!
Okay.
We'll let you wear the your tuxedo that you haven't
worn. You finally
worn
get some use out of that tux.
Be our Bruce Buffer.
Yeah.
If I commit to that, something's going to happen. I'm never going to get to wear that tux.
Will you do like the Buffer 180, only the bossy 180 is what you can call it? Like, you have like a signature move
where you
jump in the air and be like, blood first, and in the blue corner, you know, and you do the swing from one side of the...
Fighting!
Yeah.
Yeah, bring your energy
Could
to that event.
Could you just give us a little sample of what it would sound like if you were to ring announce, say, Mahoney, for example?
All right.
Okay.
Is he in the red corner or the blue corner?
He's in the blue corner.
All right.
Yeah.
Fighting out of the blue corner, the fake Mahoney.
See, that's great.
He's an imposter.
I feel like I'm in the fight already.
Yeah. You should sing the national anthem.
I could.
Yeah. So you can also contribute something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's Bob Saget right now.
No, he wouldn't be calling in on the...
No, I know.
I don't think...
Ian's talking to him.
Is that Bob Saget?
It might be.
No, it's not Bob
Saget. God dang it.
Don't try to deflect first. You don't get Bob Saget on time. Now you're trying
it's
to
not my fault.
Weasel out of singing the national anthem.
I'm not
for
weaseling out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do at the event?
I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ian is going to blind box Ivan.
Which is hilarious. Have we cleared that through legal?
Forgiveness, not permission, you moron. We'll never get that cleared through legal. I shouldn't say that on the air. All right. Christian, what's up, man?
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Oh, hey. I kind of heard you guys talking about since Bossy Rossi doesn't want to do this. I'm willing to fight him with one hand tied behind my back.
Oh, Christian.
I'm not fighting.
Come on.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
What if you fought him with two hands tied behind your back?
No.
Look, he doesn't want me. I'm willing not even to kick.
Shut up, Christian. I'm not going to fight you.
You're the best. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, I was really thinking that maybe Bob Saget would call in during that little stretch there. Yeah. But again, nope. Sylvia.
Nope. Listen,
what's the punishment for messing up?
Yeah, so when Ian screws up, he has to go do 37 seconds of Tracy, which, by the way, I posted a video of him actually doing one of those today on our Instagram, at Dave Mahoney, awesome. While Tracy is on this ladder right outside of the studio trying to change a light bulb. And he kept asking him how many engineers it takes to change a light bulb, and Tracy was getting so angry.
Oh, you got to see that.
That's great. So anyway, it's up on at Dave Mahoney on Instagram.
It's not my fault. We called the manager.
Well, it is your fault. Your job was to get him on the show.
Yeah.
He's not on the show.
Yeah, and so, he's supposed to call, and he didn't call because the manager is not confirming.
What should our punishment be?
Let's go to the boss.
Well, you know, even on our promotion sheet that lists all the things that we're going to be doing in the next week, it says Bob Saget through Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yep.
It does. It says saliva or something.
Yeah, your name was misspelled. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Either way, he's not here, so there has to be a punishment.
If you have any sort of suggestions for Sylvia's punishment, maybe call the voicemail, 889-7352.
There you go.
No.
Wow, look
I have
at
an
you.
Idea.
That not the number?
Oh, no, that wasn't. It. You just said it weird.
I have an
idea. Yeah, because he's looking at the board.
You looked right at the thing.
Yeah, I was looking at the number. I'm like, how is that? If it's written there, how am I going to get the wrong number?
If you recall, last time that Sylvia screwed up, she had to run down the strip naked from the Stratosphere to the M.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that. It was impressive. Slow jog the whole way. Yep.
I have an idea.
What do you have?
I think that you should take the day off tomorrow. And
okay.
Sylvia should run the board, run the show.
Sure. I'll take a day
off. How does that benefit me? I still got to come in.
Sorry, guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, guy.
Yeah, you sit over there and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Dance, monkey.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
On Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, Beer Zombies, friend of ours, said, I'll fight Bossy Rossi in a bikini. Every headshot he lands, I'll shotgun a beer in the ring during the match. Love it. All right, so here's what's going on, and this is actually, I think, something that you'll enjoy. On Saturday, October 7th, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, is happening at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, and you get to pick your side of the bleachers, Team Dave or Team Mahoney. We actually have some reserved seats in the bleachers, and if you would like to attend the fight that everyone's going to be talking about,
hell yeah,
or at least we'll be talking about, on Saturday, October the 7th, why don't you be calling for 10 right now at 702-791-1075. We'll give you some free tickets. Good luck.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Frank is joining us from Henderson. This is a moment for you, Frank, because you're winning the first pair of tickets for Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, which features the Mascot Massacre, a bikini match that we're still trying to make happen.
We're going to make happen.
Ian Blindfolded versus Ivan the Blind Mexican. But the real question for the main event, blue corner is Mahoney, red corner is Dave. Who are you taking? Because you get to choose your side of the bleachers. Like, are you going to represent for Team Dave or for Team Mahoney?
Hey, I saw you guys yesterday at Aces and Nails, and I'm telling you, man, Mahoney's slimming down. So I think this time Mahoney's going to take it all the way. Oh. Team Blue.
That's right, Frank. Dave. Frank knows what's up.
Yeah.
Woo!
Dave.
Woo!
Son of a
Frank's
bitch.
My favorite.
Dave. Yeah.
Frank sucks.
No, he doesn't.
That's right. Dave's getting beat up.
But it's okay, Dave. You look like Coach Jack Del Rio, so, you know, you're still cool.
I look like Coach Jack Del Rio?
Okay.
I'll take that. Jack Del Rio's got some balls, man. Yeah, he's a great coach. Yeah. Well, Frank, I hate you, but congratulations, and thank you for coming out to Aces and Ales yesterday. I hope you had a great time.
I sure did.
And we'll see you at the fight Saturday, October the 7th.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. We got tickets all this week that we're giving away for Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Grr.
Coming up next, Ian's interesting individual. Ian, who do we got this week, man?
Clowns.
Clowns? Because of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have clowns.
Where did you find clowns?
Don't worry about it. I just found clowns.
The sewer, Dave.
I love you, Ian. You're so weird. In a delightful way. X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just so you guys know what's going on here in studio, Mahoney is trying to fend off an attack from Sylvia right now. Sylvia has become very much like our little sister. Where
she's violent.
Like, she is violent.
She's not violent.
So she gets violent.
Got
and then,
a temper on you.
And then Mahoney will just like swat her back. Just like a big brother. Whop! And she's like, oh, you hurt me. And then I'll jump back on him and start punching him.
I'm sitting over here doing work.
Yeah,
and she's
that's right.
Like slapping me with like rolled up papers, throwing pens at me. Hitting me, she like karate chopped me earlier this morning. This is a workplace, Sylvia.
Dude, you throw my mouse on the floor.
That was in retaliation for you attacking me.
And then you scared me.
You see what I mean? They're throwing each other's equipment across the room. And the only reason why I'm not mixed up in this hoopla is because I'm on the other side of the control desk here. So yeah. I have the board in front of me. But when we're at Legacy Stadium on Fridays, I somehow get mixed up into it where like Sylvia and Mahoney are sitting there punching each other. And then Sylvia will throw something at me. It's a violent workplace that we work in.
I'm just hungry.
So that's what happens when you get hungry? You start beating people?
I'm just really hungry.
Stop it, Sylvia. No, it's bad.
No. Starving.
Bad. All right, it's time for Ian's interesting individual. And this week, in honor of the movie It coming out, and not just coming out, but crushing it.
$117 million at the box office.
You could take every other movie that's in theaters right now and add it up, and I don't think that it would be
even close.
Nope. $217 million.
Rotten Tomatoes has actually given it a pretty good score. I mean, it's fallen a little since we first looked at it on Thursday, but 86%
that's
fresh.
Strong. That's strong. Yeah. For a horror movie and a remake.
It was like, what, 98 before?
And it started out in the high 90s.
And that's the audience and the that's the critics. The audience have given it an 89% fresh. So with almost 40,000 reviews.
Somewhere this weekend, you found a group of clowns, an individual clown. Is this multiple? What are you listening to?
I found a group of clowns.
Okay.
Yes. Very dedicated to their craft. Also.
Now, were they in the scary mask? Like the
scary clowns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, scary You're clowns, spooky. Scary voices. And I got a thing with clowns. I don't like clowns.
Oh, really?
So
you were going outside of your comfort zone. I mean, you get whipped by a dominatrix. That's sort of your MO. That's what you do. Yeah, but this, scary clowns, not your favorite?
No, not my favorite.
Were you legitimately scared while doing this?
You know what? No, I wasn't because it was like 11 o'clock. The sun was up.
Oh, okay. 11
a.m.
11 a.m. Okay.
So,
all right. What were they doing dressed as scary clowns at 11 a.m.?
It was a promotional thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's just listen to it.
Come one, come all. To Ian's interesting individual.
That's the one of us. Oh, man. All right. I have found some pretty interesting characters. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi!
Hello. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. All right. If that's any indication, I'm here with some of the Fright Dome...
Clowns!
Yeah, we put the fun in funeral!
I like to play with kids, too, and everyone.
So what happened when you were younger that turned you guys into this?
I know this is...
I was young. Born this way!
Yeah, we never have it. Yeah, they came out with a full face of makeup and everything.
Have you ever made any small children wet themselves?
All the time.
Every day.
What about grown-ass men?
I actually have a wonderful story about how I scared someone so bad. This lady was at the bar, and I saw her, and she saw me, and we made eyes, but not the eyes you're thinking of. And she bought these two tall drinks, and she didn't notice that I was coming over just to say hello. And then all of a sudden, I was wearing drinks. It was amazing.
Now, what do you guys want to be when you grow up?
Grow up?
Is going to the bathroom different for you guys than it is for regular people?
What's a bathroom?
I don't know. I've never heard of them.
What's a bathroom?
What is that?
Oh, wait. The bathroom, apparently, is this place where people just sit and wait. They write, and you read poetry, and you share poems in these bathrooms.
So there you are. Go to Fright Dome, wet yourself,
yes,
and have a great time. That was another Ian's interesting individual. I gotta go change my pants now.
It's the laugh.
It's
that laugh.
Well, it wasn't just a laugh. It was everything that they said in every way.
I just want to murder them.
They made eyes. There we go. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You got like three more.
You're just doing too much. You're doing too much there.
Yeah. There we go.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Still kicking. There we go.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, Mahoney.
Yeah.
October 7th, we're fighting. However, this coming Saturday, September 16th, you and I are calling some fights. We're going to be out in Mesquite.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great time at the Casablanca, and we would love to to have you join us at Mayhem in Mesquite number 12.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 12th time they've done it out there, and we've been there, I think, for all 12?
Maybe? Like 10
out of the 12?
10 out of the 12, I think.
They get foggy. I don't know. They're a good time.
I only remember. Maybe 11 out of the 12.
You guys had some super happy times. Yeah.
They treat us nicely, as just like they treat everybody else out there.
That's
right. It's a damn good time. It's a harken to the old days of Las Vegas.
That's right. If you would like to join us Saturday out in Mesquite and also have a great time, watch some Tough Enough Fights, the future stars of MMA, all about that. And also have a night stay at the Casablanca. Why don't you just be calling number 10 right now, 702-791-1075, and you're all set up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Okay, it's time for another show. If you've been paying attention and you know the answer to this question, give us a call at 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
So are you going to be a part of Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo?
October 7th.
No, I'm going to...
You son of a bitch. So Bossy Rossi was in the studio earlier today, and he said that he was not going to be attending our fight, much less participating in it, like everyone here at the radio station should, because it's for a great cause. It's for the kids of St. Jude's Ranch for Children, which is a fantastic organization out in Boulder City that does fantastic work with bringing these kids in, giving them a place to live and healthy food, and the graduation rate is impeccable. There are over 90% of the kids that come to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids go on to graduate high school, which is pretty amazing considering many of them come from very, very difficult family situations. So they just do great work out there. And again, the whole point of the fight on Saturday, October 7th, is to raise money for these kids and to give them as much opportunity as possible for you know, the situations that they're going through, and just try to...
Some of the most hard-hit kids in the Valley. They're in the most need out of almost anyone. And also for everyone to come down and watch me whoop Dave's ass.
That's not going to happen.
Then why would he go to a different, like the same...
Yeah, the same day.
Yeah, same day. Go to a different event on the same day.
He could attend both,
What
actually.
Event did he say that he was going to go to? X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. What is the correct answer? Bossy Rossi, being the real son of a bitch that he is, said that he was not going to attend our event. He was going to go to what instead?
Incubus.
Incubus, you're right.
He can't give up Brandon Boyd.
I mean, there's like five shows he could go to.
They're doing a residency. Yeah. You know, it's not residency. Like we're doing a residency of fights five nights in a row.
God,
it's,
can you imagine?
It's one night for 3 hours. It's fun for the whole family. It's free. We're going to raise a bunch of money for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
Yeah.
Would you guys be able to fight 3 days?
No, we would not. We're not going to be able to fight for 3 minutes.
But Glenn, you're going to be there. We're going to give you some free tickets to Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo, some VIP reserve seats. One final question for you. Whose side are you going to sit on, Team Dave or Team Mahoney?
Oh, man. Mahoney's been, you know, trimming down, but I don't know. I think he's still going to get it, Dave.
Yes.
So you got two people?
Why, Glenn. Why are you fat shaming me, Glenn?
No, I'm not.
I'm just becoming my authentic self, sir. My authentic self.
You lost your weight. I ain't lost mine. I'm just jealous, bro. I'm hating.
Aww. Yeah.
It's all right.
Us fat guys got to stick together, Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What? All right. Congratulations to you, man. We'll see you at the fight Saturday, October 7th. Thank you for listening. Have a great morning. All right. See you later.
Okay.
That's going to do it for us. Have a great day. Bye.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.